Welcome to A Trifling Place, a podcast dedicated to exploring the ins and outs of Charlotte. Charlotte has a lot of nicknames. Some of them are flattering and others not so much. One of them is the Great State of Mecklenburg. Much of this has to do with how Raleigh perceives Charlotte and vice versa.
If you've lived here long enough, you know about the bitter feud between Raleigh and Charlotte. They hate us. We don't care.
Boo.
That's Morgan Fogarty a while back on Fox News Edge. In Uptown Charlotte, here's a sampling of what people had to say about Raleigh. So, what do you think about Raleigh?
It's not as big or as metropolitan as Charlotte, but it's a good city.
It's the capital of North Carolina, that's about it.
They have some nice little galleries and nice places to eat.
The DMV there is really, really slow to answer phone calls.
Charlotte is a growing city. It's getting bigger and bigger, more traffic, variety of people. And then Raleigh is kind of small and less people in the area.
I wonder why the capital is in Raleigh and we're the biggest city in Charlotte. We got it going on as far as the entertainment. The CIAA is here. They always want to come back. We have the teams. So it's really no comparison to Maine.
It's mostly eastern farmers and pig farmers and things like that.
I've been there a few times, like to university games and stuff. I really like it. It's a big city, lots of opportunities.
It seems lonely. Like, nobody's there. Like, it's like a small little town to me.
Small town? Not anymore. The technology / research / education capital of our state has been catching up to us in the last few decades. Here's the Raleigh-based bluegrass band Kicking Grass lamenting the death of their small town.
Now that Solid Rock Baptist Church has a roadside view, there are 6 lanes for traveling, there used to be 2. They're putting in a Walmart next to John's General Store, but the back roads ain't back roads anymore. Building red and black tops, selling off farms, running up miles and running out of charm. I wonder to myself how this tribe came ashore.
Ruffin Hall, a former Charlotte assistant city manager, has left to become the new city manager in Raleigh. That's right, he's leaving Charlotte for Raleigh. In fact, Ruffin Hall took a playful jab at Charlotte at his first press conference.
I'm really excited to come back to a town that knows that barbecue sauce should be made with a vinegar base and not ketchup. I mean, these are the things that are really important.
And now he's a sweet talker when it comes to Raleigh.
Progressive, entrepreneurial, technology, higher education, family-oriented. There's a lot of really interesting and upscale things that are going on with the city.
He says his new position is an opportunity to strengthen the relationship between the two cities.
I know that Ron Carley is the city manager for Charlotte. Certainly feels that way as well. If there's a rivalry, I'm not involved. So I just want to get things done for the citizens.
Hull says the rivalry is mainly one that takes place inside the pages of newspapers. He has a point.
I'm Jack Betts, and I'm retired associate editor of the Charlotte Observer.
Betts was based in Raleigh. At times, he was also a cultural ambassador of sorts.
One of my jobs was to take note of what was going on in Raleigh and try to explain it to readers. In Charlotte.
The key word here is try. We never really know what folks in Raleigh are thinking, but that's also because when people refer to Raleigh, people think of the city and they also think of the state legislature. Betts has written at least half a dozen columns comparing Raleigh to Charlotte, and in most cases, he uses Raleigh to mean the state's lawmakers. In 2011, he wrote a column called Charlotte versus Raleigh Again. It was shortly after the merger between Duke and Progress Energy was announced, and of course, the new company would be based in Charlotte.
Mindful of what happened back in my boyhood days, I grew up in Greensboro, and when Security National Bank merged with a Charlotte bank, I remember the newspaper said there will be dual headquarters, and so neither Charlotte nor Greensboro would lose out. And sure enough, within a year, that Greensboro headquarters ceased to exist, and it struck me when the word got out about Duke Energy and Progress Energy planning a merger that one city would
Beth says Charlotte's competitiveness is why it's derisively called the great state of Mecklenburg.
I have mostly heard it around the legislative building. I've cautioned people over the years not to make too much of that expression. It's meant mostly, I think, in jest, because Charlotte is seen in Raleigh as a big city with a lot of voters and a lot of clout and a whole lot of money. There's this image in Raleigh of the extremely wealthy and ambitious, aggressive county of Mecklenburg and Charlotte with a sense of entitlement. I'm talking about the perception here, not the reality. And sometimes you would hear some backslapping exchanges, mostly good-natured, about what does the great state of Mecklenburg want now in Raleigh.
Beth says Mecklenburg is among the state's wealthiest counties, but
you could also point out that Mecklenburg probably has a higher population of people living in poverty, for example.
More than 121,000 compared to 86,000 in Wake County, according to census data.
Or without health care.
18% compared to Wake County's 15%.
And North Carolina is a state, while it has changed dramatically in the last couple of decades, is still a state of small communities, and many lawmakers are from places where they never have any hope of seeing an arena or an art museum or a publicly funded amenity. And so there's some suspicion that Charlotte has its designs on getting some money for something, some local nonprofit venture or museum or performing arts center or something that money could pave every major road need in some rural county.
Betts has now retired into neutral territory, the Blue Ridge Mountains, but he looks back fondly on how both cities became the two big boys of North Carolina.
I guess it was something of a golden era when Hugh McCall was running what became Nations Bank and Ed Crutchfield was running First Union, which later merged and is now part of Wells Fargo, and other business leaders who were very active in civic affairs. And these folks worked with Charlotte mayors and with members of the city council and with other leaders locally to get things done. Jerry Richardson just doesn't simply have the money to get a pro football team. It requires a lot of cooperation with local leaders from politics, from business, from academia, from government to do that. And Charlotte seemed to me, to be better at pulling that off than any other city in North Carolina. Raleigh has thrived for very different reasons. First of all, it was a capital city, but even into the 70s, it was not a large and rapidly growing place that it is now. But I think the cooperation between state government back in the mid-1950s and cooperation with local or area businessmen to create the Research Triangle Park and capitalize on those major universities of Duke University and NC State University and UNC Chapel Hill, I think were the driving forces that produced the aggressive growth that Raleigh and Wake County enjoyed in the last quarter of the 20th century.
This is Tasneem Shama for A Trifling Place.